world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Now, it doesn't seem fair. Pardon me as I wipe my nose. I've been blowing my nose for... You know what doesn't seem fair? Why the heck does Glenn Beck get 3 hours? How come Rush Limbaugh got 3 hours? I get an hour. And then 2 hours in the after show. I got so much stuff. Friends, I'm telling you, if we could all somehow, if they could make the mainstream media illegal, if they just shut down the mainstream media, we would have a chance. We would have a chance maybe to save what's left of our republic. It's all lies. It's all deception, as we heard from Dana yesterday, talking about what's really going on up in Minnesota. And now we find out that they're on the payroll. Huh? Did you guys see this? That guy that went in and threw the stuff in Omar, threw it in her face. She's on a payroll. Folks, the media, when it comes to the left, they do no research on it at all. They are left. They hate God. They hate Christianity. They hate all that stuff. So they are of their father, the devil, and the works of their father will do. And he was a liar from the beginning. And so are they. So that's what we're fighting. That's what we're fighting against. Can I tell you the truth? A lot of your friends won't watch this show because they're so indoctrinated in the lies that they think I'm lying. They think I'm the liar. No matter how much evidence you show them, they think I'm the liar. Get your communion. Joe's got up early this morning. We'll get to it here in a second. Real quickly again, pull up number 10 real quick, Spence. Folks, I need 4 hours this morning. Number 10 and number 11 in Wisconsin. They're at the very top there, brother. I'm sorry. I don't know how I got that. Start at the top, the men's conference. Huh? Yeah, the Men of Iron Conference. There it is. Come on, some of us are going to drive up there. If you want to ride, let me know. We're going to go. And I particularly love this because it's not a sissy man conference. Not a pastor with a dime store. How would I say it? Not a pastor with a mail order ordination. Real guys who really understand what's going on. It's for men. It's for men. And then we have the other one. Ray's putting on one way Christian Church. And is that right? Wait, Ray, do I have him right again here?
No, pat him back. One way Christian Church is the one you're talking about right now.
Yep.
Men's conference okay. Only. And then the day before that, Friday.
Yeah, day before. Yeah, all right. Hey, you need more information, get a hold of me. We'll get it to you, right? Yep. I wrote a bliss. I'm not going to take a time to do it right now. Where are the Christian men? Just pull that up there real quick, Spence. I'm not going to read it right now, but I wrote this today, yesterday. Where the hell are the Christian men? Where are they? Where are the Christian men? I might get to that in a second. All right. I'm full of it this morning, as you can probably tell. You know why I'm really excited? My wife just told me that she doesn't have anything planned today. I said, what? You don't have anything planned? Nothing to cook? Nothing to clean? Nobody to visit? You know what I mean, man? I said, maybe me and you can go grab a hamburger. And by the way, you guys and the cards that you sent her, you'll never know how much it touched her. You'll just never know. So we appreciate it. And, you know, I asked people to send her a dollar just as a token. And some of you, unbelievable. And she's Michelle, she says, well, I can take this money and I can pay off that. That's shut up. go buy you some lingerie or something. It's your money. I mean, she didn't get a lot of it, right? She didn't get a lot of it. She got a couple $100 or something like that. But she was really, really blessed by it. I got folks call somebody, say, tune in. It's going to be one of them. It's just going to be one of the shows. Hey, Ray, yesterday was a pretty good one too, wasn't it? Wasn't yesterday a pretty good one?
Every day is a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Aren't you guys glad you come here? Come on, man, let's be honest. Are you more awake and alert and more Christian than you were when you started this show? Mm-hmm. Why would people leave? I don't, for the life of me, I don't get it. I know why they leave. Because it's over theology. It's over theology. Who taught you that? Jesus said to the Jews, you teach his commandments and doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect. And it's still going on today. And so this is a theology-free zone. Whatever you believe, you can talk about it. And I'll still be your friend at the end of the day. Now, here's the question. Will you still be mine? You still be mine? All right. Come on, Joe. Get us gone here. Shut me up and get us gone here. Huh? Folks, let's not take this lightly. He said, as often as you do this, as often as you do it. And that's why we pray before our meals. Did you know that? As often as you do it. As often as you eat. Now, this is the bread of life. This is his body. That's a little bit more special. But that's why we say prayers before we eat. Amen. Go ahead, Joe. Thanks for getting up. Calling all guard. You there, Joe? Joe, we're not hearing you, or you're taking a valuable time, expensive time here, Joe. I got a $1 million studio here I got to pay for. Come on. Just kidding, Joe. Just kidding. Can you hear me, Joe? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Okay. Here we go. So I want to move on. Okay. I can't wait for this. We'll do communion. How about if we do communion at the end? Would that be okay with everybody? We do it at the end here. Okay. Because I want to get moving. Okay. So I talked. Okay. Where are we? Huh? I want to show you some stuff that's absolutely going to be, some of it's going to be lighthearted today. Some of it's going to be really, really good. You guys, do you believe in demons? You believe in demons? I wrote today on that, by the way. And the average Christian would say, nah. Oh, yeah, we believe in, but no, you don't. Not really. Can I show you a demon? Pull up number 4. Show you evidence of a demon. This is a video of some guy being pulled over by the police. And I watched about 30 seconds of that, and I said, that's Beelzebub. Well, that's Beelzebub. And we're not going to watch the whole thing. But you tell me this isn't a demon. Go ahead.
I have a mental health issue, sir, and you're going to make it a lot worse. I swear to God. Oh, my
talking
God,
to a cop.
Really? Are you going to do this,
get
sir?
Get out of the car.
I have my license right here.
Let me see it.
Okay. You just don't care about humans. That's the problem with you.
I'm not the one that was out kicking
you
cars.
You don't care about me, sir. Honked at me 5 times.
Okay.
Because
listen, stop a minute. He's upset because he was at a traffic light and the light turned green and he didn't go and the guy behind him honked 5 times. And then he went on a spaz out. That's why the cop pulled him over. Go ahead.
Guess what? In his nice pickup truck, and he's just annoyed that I didn't go right away. There was no reason he needed to honk, and I'm flipping out right now trying to just get home. That's all.
Okay.
I'm home now. And I'm going to take my medicine that I just picked up.
Are you going to listen to me or
yes.
not? You're lucky you didn't get shot today. You understand that Oklahoma is a constitutional carry state? Yes.
Someone's going to shoot me in Edmonton.
Have you not watched the news? Have you not seen how many stabbings and shootings we've had lately?
This is magic. Huh? What's this guy?
So explain to me where this all started.
I'm going to watch the whole thing. It goes on for 10 minutes. It's a demon. This guy's got a demon. He wants to go medicated.
I can't.
How come? So I'm here. It's a.
You guys, I have an explosive problem. Why are you doing this to me? You guys love taking people to jail. That's all there is to it. I'm not doing anything. Guys, I'm not doing anything. Do you feel me? I'm not doing anything. Jonathan, help me, please.
Do you have anything on you?
No. I don't have
put
any.
Put it in the chat. You can watch it later. Evidence of demons for sure. For sure. Now, see, we don't talk about the supernatural. I wrote about that today. We don't talk about the supernatural in the church. Huh? When was the last time you say, I hear you, Michelle. She says, honey, you're always talking about the church. When was the last time you went to church and you had a casting out demons session? Anybody? Huh? And they're everywhere you freaking look. I mean, they're everywhere. They're manifesting everywhere you look. And we don't even train Christians to recognize demonic activity. You with me? And so we're in the mess that we're in because why? The whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I know. I say the same thing over and over. Can I give you some good news? Oh, no. Let me do number five because I talked about this yesterday in the after show. But I just want you all to see this. For those of you who weren't in the after show yesterday, pull up number five. Average IQ by country. They're bringing a bunch of Somalians into America, right? The deliberate dumbing down of America is what Charlotte Israby called it. She wrote a book on it. The deliberate dumbing down of America. Scroll down here, Spencer. Folks, are you ready? Average IQs. I talked about it yesterday in the after show. There we go. Highest IQ, China. Second, Taiwan. Hong Kong. Hey, folks. The Chinese are trying to take over America. Macau, South Korea, Japan. Look at all those Orientals in there. Singapore. Look at them. And so is what their IQ is. Keep going down. Oh, whoa. Where's America? Where's all these smart Americans been in public schools? They're like, well, geez. Have we seen it yet, Spencer? Well, there it is. Is that it? No. Keep. There we are. There's America. Right under Slovakia and Iceland, just ahead of Czech. Now, hey, Spence, where are the Somalians? Let's keep looking here. Let's see if we can find the Somalians. See, people call me racist because I'm pointing this out. Where are the Somalians? Where are they? Come on. Where are they? Spencer, you must be, there they are. You must be, there are Somali. There they are, Spencer. The average IQ of a Somalian is 67.67. Average IQ of a Somalian. Who are they bringing here? Okay, so let's do this. Come on now. Somalia is 67.7. Spencer, who's number one? We're number one. China, 104.1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 107.19. Anybody get it yet? Now they'll say they were racist. We said what? Well, there's your evidence. The Russians are smarter than us. Wow. Okay, get that off screen before somebody comes and hits me. Okay, number nine. I'm going to go a lot of places. I'm going to try to open. I'm just going to open it up here in a minute. Number nine. You ready? Joe, are you ready to go there, Joe? Are you up and running there yet, you think? I just see it. We'll get to you, Joe, okay? Tulsi Gabbard releases documents that prove it was that Muslim homosexual freak, Barack Obama, who led the Russiagate conspiracy. Proof, it says. Does it say proof? Prove. That it was Obama who led Russiagate? There's documents that they've been hiding for how long have they been hiding from us? And that was a Muslim freak that they cheated into office. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. They cheated him into office, too. Yeah. He's a communist through and through. Let me show you another one. Oh, this one's classic. Wait a minute. Pull up number 10. Hey, folks. They got all the ballot records from Georgia. They got them all. And we are going to see an upheaval like we ain't never seen of the expose of the cheating that took place just in Fulton County. The Trump administration now has control of them. Did you know they've been buried in a safe? Nobody could see it. Nobody could. Look, scroll down there, Spencer. Material assault in Fulton County. Huh? Oh, yeah. Folks, it's unbelievable. We are going to see proof that the election was rigged, overturned. Now, we're going to see it. They've kept none of the records they have are all incomplete, including exclusive Fulton County's 315,000 admission goes well beyond just unsigned polls. They have 350 ballots that they don't have any idea where they came from. Hey, we're going to see it, man. We're going to see it. Okay, enough of that. I'm just showing you, we're moving the ball forward here. We're moving the ball forward. Okay, now, stay with me, I'm sorry. Pull up number 7, because this is a classic. Are y'all looking at me? Hang on a minute. Because you know Coach Dave likes to talk about the ineffectiveness of the church, and the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. These demonic freaks actually stormed a church and men sat around and watched it happen. No man jumped up and knocked somebody's teeth out. Nobody tackled one of those freaks and pulled him out by the hair. No, Christian men don't do that, right? They're not afraid of the church, folks. They're demons, unafraid of the church. This is a classic, okay? This is a classic. Now, I don't know whether, I don't know the veracity of this. I don't know if, I think it's real, but it could be staged. It's only a couple minutes. Abortion is healthcare. Hey, folks. You mean to tell me the church couldn't overturn abortion? Do you mean to tell me that there's any Christian in the world who doesn't know that that's an unborn baby? Go ahead. Well, this is classic.
She was not prepared for this.
She looks at bumper stickers, huh? All the bumper stickers. Abortion is health care. Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hey. I'm with the ASPCA, and we're just going door to door in the neighborhood asking people if they'd be willing to commit to a monthly donation.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, if I told you a little bit more about where your money would go, would that make you feel better?
Yes, it probably would.
Okay, so I'm with the Animal Rights Division, or the TARDs, and we're in charge of all of the health care for the animals that we serve. So 100% of your money would go to their health care.
Okay.
Is that something you might feel comfortable with?
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay, if you could just put your name here, an email address, and then where it says regarding or RE, just put TARDs. Okay. And so our biggest healthcare dilemma this year for the TARDs is there's just too many pups. So 100% of your money would go to help with the abortions of unwanted puppies.
Wait, what?
Yeah, to abort the unwanted pups because there's just so many young puppies. It's basically pups having pups and they can't afford to raise their litter. And it's just a financial burden. So what we do is we help with aborting unwanted puppies.
Oh, well, no. I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay. Is that your black sedan out front with the bumper stickers?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you understand that abortion's health care?
Well, yes, but it's not. That bumper sticker isn't about animals.
What's it about?
It's about people.
Okay, so are you saying that a baby, human baby in a womb is not worth as much as a pup
in a womb? No.
No. It's worth the same, right? So
well,
if it's
well, yes.
not okay to abort puppies, then it shouldn't be okay to do that to humans. Would you agree?
Well, yes.
Okay, so abortion's not health care?
Well, I don't want to donate. I need to go. I need to go inside.
So, would you agree then that abortion is murder?
Thanks for stopping by. You need to go,
ma'am. But before you leave, can we still count on your $19 monthly donation for the next 12 months? I guess abortion is murder.
I don't share this stuff because it's...
Boom, huh? Boom.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. See, that's what they've done to our minds. One more thing, and then I'm going to open it up. Okay, look, I admit I'm kind of all over the place here, but I'm going to open it up. Pull up for me numbers. This is critical. This is at the heart of it. Number six, operating in two realms. Start about. This is long. I'm going to put it in the chat. I want you to watch. It's your homework. I want you to watch it later. But let's just start here, Spence. What did I say about the 8 minute mark? We're talking about operate 8 minute and 50 second mark. The fact that, hey, Christians, we're operating in two realms. You understand that? In the natural realm and the spiritual realm. We're operating in both. We have the ability to impact both realms, but don't realize that we do. We're not going to watch it all. I'm going to give you a little bit of it, and then we'll put it in chat. Go ahead.
Here's the two scenarios. Here's the two things that are going to happen. They're like, no, we want to know what God's going to do. It's like, there's two things going to happen. The church decides what happens. Here's the two scenarios. What do you want? Whatever you bind is going to be bound. Whatever you forbid is going to be forbidden. Whatever you permit is going to be permitted. See, that's how Jesus left it. So what does Jesus say? Why do you halt between two opinions? Why does James say that? Why did Jesus say that? Why are you holding? Why are you the word is in Greek. Are you ready? Meteorize. Why are you meteorizing? The whole idea of a UFO, the whole idea of is meteorizing. It's a floating object that oscillates between two opinions, two positions in the air. It floats just like a UFO. Jesus said, why are you going to be going between two opinions? Decide who you're going to serve, who you're going to believe. You see, the whole idea of Jesus' ministry was to get people to decide. Once they decide, he said, gather together. I'm going to be there in the midst of you. Whatever you agree upon is going to be done. Does it say that sometimes it's not going to happen? No, he doesn't say. He said, when you ask, you receive. When you seek, you find. When you knock, the door shall be open. If you agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done for you. It doesn't say except on Halloween or if you have jalapenos on your sandwich. You know, it doesn't say any of that. It does not, like, in any way cast any doubt on it. So the spirit realm is the real realm. Now, I know you didn't ask this, but I want to tell you this. The biggest question that I would want you to ask that people aren't asking, there are so many questions that are not being asked of me that I want you to ask. And it's the questions that I knew that were to be answered when I came back. But people are attaching themselves to other things and wanting to know certain things, but it's not the things that... I left heaven to come back here thinking it would be the priority. My priority was this, is nothing. Jesus told me, can you imagine this, that Mark 9:23 is actually true? It says, if you'll believe, nothing shall be impossible to you. Can you believe that Jesus said that to me when he sent me back? He said, if you'll believe, nothing shall be impossible to you. As I was going back into my body, being sucked back into my body during the operation, okay. I could feel myself being pulled back.
Right? Operating in two realms. Now, let me show you this, and then I'm going to open it up here. Where is it? Number three. Pull this up. How late to the battle are we? Huh? How late to the battle are we? Christian Coalition now wants to petition the Supreme Court to make marriage between a man and a woman again. Play a little clip of this. Where these guys been?
Marriage.
Where they been?
The most basic institution of human civilization.
When Obergefell redefined marriage to include same-sex couples, it was billed as a win for adult equality. In reality, it created inequality for children. It made our children less than.
When you redefine marriage, you redefine parenthood. When you make mothers and fathers optional in parenthood law, children are harmed.
We now have these trite phrases like love makes a family, or all you need is just love. As long as your physical needs are met and someone is cheering you on, then apparently you'll grow up fine.
But the kids aren't fine. The kids haven't been fine for quite some time.
You redefine marriage, you have just destroyed the house. You can put together a new house and claim it's the same. Children will know the difference. It harms children in virtually every way imaginable.
We're prioritizing the fantasies of adults, no matter how earnestly those fantasies are felt, over the real needs and the real good of children.
The data that we have says two things. Number one, children do best when they are raised in a home with married, biological mom and dad. The other thing we know from research is that moms don't dad and dads don't mom. It's not enough to say kids just need loving parents, because kids need a particular kind of parent. And parenting comes in two forms, moms and dads.
When you look at social science, it says beyond a shadow of a doubt that children that grow up in a loving two-parent biological home, mom and dad, those children will do best.
There is something primal about our relationship with the two people who gave us life.
Every single child, every single human being is the living embodiment of the relationship between exactly one man and one woman.
It's a mother and a father that bring forth children into the world, and that's by design, because those children need a mother and a father.
There's two legitimate ways to unite a child to adults. The first one is biology. If you made the baby, that baby has a claim to you. The second pathway is adoption, where a child has suffered loss, and a just society responds by placing them with parents who have undergone screening and vetting and background checks to, as much as possible, replicate the kind of protectiveness that a biological mother and father would offer the child. That's not what's happening today.
Marriage policy should be about the children. It's not about bestowing public policy legitimacy and conferring economic benefits when it comes to adults who have their own idiosyncratic romantic desires. That's not the purpose of marriage policy.
Redefining marriage robs children of the natural right to their mother and father.
And it puts adult desires over children's needs. It has to stop. Children
are greater.
Children
are greater.
Children are greater
than equal.
And it's time we fought for their rights.
Boom! Boom! So they're looking to overturn Obergefell. Folks, for the entire history of the world, it was a man and a woman and children. In our lifetime, we let this happen. Oh, my goodness. Come on in, Dale. I got so much more.
Well, Coach, I'd hate to backtrack, but, you know, if we're not aware of what happened down in Georgia, the fact that Tulsi Gabbard was down there, you want to talk about connecting the dots to Venezuela with Maduro in the prison? Coach, there is no reason for her to be there unless this has a connection internationally and another country. I'm talking people, senators are like, why is she there? Why is she? Because I think that Maduro in prison is beginning to do his little affidavit.
Squeal, it's time to squeal, huh?
I'm just telling you, Coach, that is huge.
Amen. 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 By the way, Randy just put a tremendous, I'll get you James in a second. Randy just put, I read the chat as a pop star. Randy, you are so right. Randy put in the chat, right message, wrong leaders. Meaning what, Randy? These people have all been in power while all of this stuff happened. And this love you, 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 love you gospel. Look where that's gotten us, folks. Randy, you want to comment on that? You want to comment on that, Randy? before I bring James in?
Well, it's simple, Coach. It's the people that dropped the ball for so many years. Now they see that a place that they can get back in and get a little credibility, and they're jumping on the bandwagon. And we need to be the grassroots need to be leading this, not these identity blubberneck people. You know,
hey Randy, we ought to be storming churches. We ought to be putting on hats and signs and going after churches. We ought to be doing that, right? We ought to be doing that.
We just need to say to them, Coach, thank you for making that point on your big old platform, but would you get out of the way now and shut up?
Get out of the way now.
Let us do it.
Folks, it's a reawakening. We're in the crucible. James Thomas, come on in.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that Messiah gave us ways to do things when he gave us the commandment to go ye instead of come ye.
Yes,
he said, go ye, but you know, the church says, well, invite and come, you know, but it doesn't work that way. You know, the number one thing he said, you will cast out demons. It's just, it's a mandate of the church to cast out. It is. You cast out the demons, heal the sick, raise the dead.
We don't even believe in it anymore. We don't even believe in demons anymore. We don't even believe in it.
So that being said, because demons are so wicked and they're so stupid, they actually, that video you showed earlier, when you encounter demon, you can see the avatar of the demonic person with the demon will start manifesting as an avatar in the person because they have had their way so long. And it the only I oh glory to God.
We saw it in that guy getting arrested, right? We saw it in it. We saw it.
Well, the scary thing is there is a lot of cops that are manifesting in this demon. You see, you got a cop with a gun. That's not, and he's got a demon too. So that's not good either. But you know, it doesn't take many people.
Just takes a few.
It does not take many people who have a mindset of the kingdom of God.
Put
Jack, that devil back in the box. Amen. Love you, brother.
Jack, come on in.
I think this church situation tells everything we need to know. I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine those men, any man, allowing those green-haired freaks to block the stairs where my children are.
Unbelievable.
You're all going to die on your steps if you don't get out of my way.
The devil is going to church, folks. The devil is so brazen, he walks in the friggin' church. Right? What do the men do? Okay, I wasn't going to do it. I'm going to. Pull up my commentary. Number two. Stay with me. I got to get this. This is for me. It's my show. I'm going to get this out, okay? Then I'll open it back up. I wrote this yesterday. Where are the Christian men? Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. High means authority. High doesn't mean up there. It means authority. Sorry. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there's a devil loose in America. And unfortunately, even most churchgoers have very little understanding of the war that is breaking out in front of us. It is spiritual, not political. It's not about Republicans and Democrats and conservatives and liberals, or which wing of the bird happens to be flapping the hardest. The war is as old as civilization itself. We used to understand this, Christians at least. But that was before the invention of television and the capture of Christianity by the name it and claim it and blab it and grab it prosperity gospel. You can say amen if you want to. You remember those days, don't you? When schools opened today with a pledge and a prayer? There were no school activities on Wednesday nights because that was church night. Every child knew the Lord's Prayer. The Ten Commandments were posted on the wall as you entered the school building. And none of your classmates had parents who were divorced. You remember those days, don't you? You guys remember those days? You remember in the 1970s when Flip Wilson made a career out of saying, the devil made me do it. We all got a good chuckle of his cross-dressing, pre-tranny act. But hidden behind the act was the truth that the devil and the supernatural were hard at work trying to mess up the lives of Christians. But the joke is on us. Flip made the devil funny. palatable, if you will. From that day forward, the American church has not taken the supernatural seriously. There is a devil, but the church no longer takes him seriously. When's the last time you heard a heart-rattling, honest sermon from your pastor about the wiles of the devil? Webster's defined wile as a trick or stratagem practiced for ensnaring or deception, a sly, insidious artifice. By the way, the Bible tells us, we're the wiles of the devil. Sadly, the American run-of-the-mill Christian has very little understanding of the spirit realm. The only time most people think about Lucifer is when they dress their 10-year-old son up for Halloween. That'd be a boom, Vinny. Christians dress their kids up like demons on Halloween. Boom. Friends, the devil is real, and he's eating the lunch of the American church. I'm sorry if your pastor, with his dime store ordination papers, has not done more to help you understand the spiritual war raging in this nation. Want proof? A group of demons stormed a local church in Minnesota recently, and all of the wicked interlopers left with their teeth still intact. Let's face it, Christianity's become wimpy. Is it any wonder the devil's brazen enough to storm the house of the King of Kings? Those in the pews, they don't fear the Lord. So Satan's minions don't fear the church. It's no more complicated than that. The feminization of Christian males on full display for all of America to see. They walked into God's house and danced, and nobody knocked anybody's teeth out because, well, we're loving and caring, and who are you to judge, and blah, 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 blah. Let's face it. Christianity has become wimpy. Is it any wonder the devil's brazen enough to storm the house of King of Kings? Oh, I'm sorry, I got lost here. We are least like our Savior when we behave in a cowardly manner. In fact, in the book of Revelation, it is the cowardly who are thrown into the lake of fire. They go first. Permit me to cut to the chase. If you still remember the Lord's Prayer, the one that used to be taught in our schools, you guys all remember that one? You might find a bit surprising that we're taught not to pray about going to heaven, but rather that the kingdom of God would come to us. Let me see. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You see, heaven is not simply a place you go when you die, but rather a spiritual realm that enters into the heart of a believer. We're his ambassadors to this foreign land, and we're to occupy till he comes. How's that occupation thingy working out for you, church? So in 1947, the SCOTUS ruled Neverson case that there was a separation between the church and the state, and that prayer in our school was illegal. 1947. They officially de-Christianized America and placed atheism as the official religion of our nation. From that day forward, American Christianity bowed the knee of Jesus Christ to the authority of human government. We've been in a downward spiral ever since. So Christians, we must ask ourselves a very important question. Is Jesus Christ king over America and the government? Or is the government above Christ's authority and subordinate to Washington, D.C.? Does Jesus Christ bow his knee to the authority of the United States Supreme Court? Has Christianity become just one of many religions that are under government? My friends, the battle of America is not over politics. It's over who's king. That's been the battle from the very beginning. The Somalians and their ilk that are flooding America do not recognize Jesus Christ as King of Kings. How can they possibly understand America's once Christian values? So Jesus Christ declared to all the world, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Is America a melting pot of pagan religions? A nation that is one nation under many gods? Our battle today is not over politics, it's over religion. Multiculturalism is the Trojan horse of which the devil is destroying the nation. From the very beginning, all Satan wanted was to rule God's kingdom. That's here on earth. That's all he wanted. Diversity of gods is our greatest weakness, not our greatest strength. Paul told us, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for God's boys to show up." The world's waiting for Christian men to show up. Advance the kingdom. Not cower privately in our churches. The devil is coming to church because the church hasn't gone to the world. It looks like the ball's on our court. What will Christian men do? Take out your earplugs and put down your phone. Because the whole creation's waiting for men of God to show up.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, on the street, in the public, Christian pushback by pastors at all. Now Dale does and Flip Billman does. Ain't no pastor Christian generals leading the battle against evil. Ain't none of them. None of them. It's so obvious. So obvious. Come on in, Martin.
Coach, we need to get you on a bigger platform, brother.
Lord, open the door for
me. Or at least closed circuit TV you, sir, into every pastor's office, and it should be required watching from the elder board.
Amen. Go ahead. Good. Quit pumping me up. I got a big enough ego.
No. And I just want to say that if Christians would just take 1 ounce of what the Bible says they are, Coach, we could destroy the evil.
Come on, man. This ain't even hard. You go to a church at all? Any of you out there? Do any of you go to a church where a pastor actually leads you out?
Right. No. I hear Dale does. Yeah, I would Dale like does. To attend a church
I mean,
like
that. I can name some of them. I could.
Right. So if we could do that, Coach, we would have this thing by the neck. But
hey, Ray, are you starting to lead him out?
Church
don't
want to do
it. Ray, you starting? I'm sorry, Martin. Are you starting to lead him out?
God bless, Coach.
Thanks, Ray. You starting to lead him out?
Starting to what?
Are you starting to lead them out, is that rather than leading them in?
That's the goal, isn't it? If we get it right.
Hey, Ray, what are your fellow pastors saying about you leading people out instead of in?
Well, they disassociated themselves with us.
Yeah, they're calling you a radical, right?
Yeah, for
you're
sure.
So damn radical, you want to stop the murder of babies, you radical. You're so radical, you want to stop the schools from teaching your kids homosex, you radical. Folks, what is wrong with us? Hey, Joe, I haven't forgotten you. We're going to get to communion. Okay, brother, I haven't forgotten you. I appreciate you getting up. I'm sorry for your technical issues. I got to finish this up before we go, okay? Got to finish it up here. James, you still got your hand up.
Yeah, I just got one thing to say. Yeah, I just got one thing to say. I don't know. Somebody said Lou Holtz is in hospice or something, but I just pray for him. I don't know if that's true. I don't know what to believe anything you see online.
Yeah, Lord, we lift up Lou Holtz, Lord. There are a lot of folks. Hey, folks, a lot of our – I could rattle off about 5 of them right now that are – they're fighting for their lives, man. Lou Holtz. I'm not going to get into all that. We're getting old. We're getting old.
Yeah, absolutely. Pass this on to the baton has to go through a different generation. It really does.
James. Hey, people don't like to listen to me because I'm old school. Huh? Guys, remember that? Let's get back to that old school. Let's get back to that. That new school ain't working out so good, is it? Old school. I'm sorry. I'm feeling it today, baby. I'm feeling it today. I just cannot believe how all of this stuff's happened in front of us. Donald Trump, pardon me a second, church. Donald Trump is a big, see, we had a foot of snow. We hadn't and you know what we all sat around for?
But anyway, you know,
snow plow to come. We wanted that snow plow to come and clear the road so we could get out of our driveways. Well, Donald Trump's the snow plow. He came through and he plowed the snow. Where is the church? The freaking homos show up in the church and they all leave with their teeth. Take a deep breath, Coach. Take a deep breath. We're the salt of the earth, not the sugar of the earth. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Contend? What? Whatever happened to those words? We used to use those words, contend. Earnestly contend, push back, fight. Mark Trump, save me, Mark.
What happened? What would happen if one of them men stood up and exited the intruders? All right. The next day, the pastor would have a word with him inside his office.
That's right.
All right. Then the other man would scorn him. All right. He'd get the cold shoulder.
Yeah, it made Jesus look bad, didn't he?
Well, think about it. If a man stood up out of line with what the pastor teaches, the pastor's going to have words. He don't want his men to be masculine. Coach, he doesn't. Nope. And I don't know what would have happened if the man is. I know that man would have been in righteousness. He would have been righteous. But what about the rest of the men that didn't participate in exiting? You know, they're going to feel threatened by him because of his boldness. And they're going to reject him because he was more bold than they were. Mm. Isn't it sad, Coach?
Mark, I'm reminded again. I don't know where it is in the scriptures. Trust me on it. Trust me, verify. Jesus Christ himself said concerning John the Baptist. Maybe you could find it. Trust me, okay? He said concerning John the Baptist, who, by the way, went to the king and called the king a bunch of names, said your wife's a whore. You can read it. And they locked him up and they threw him in jail. And Jesus said, of all those ever born to a woman, that's the dude. Ain't none better than that boy. Because why? He laid it all down. He sacrificed and spoke truth to power. And the greatest weapon they have right now is fear. You pay your taxes. Why? You're afraid. You don't pay your taxes with a clear heart thinking, I'm really doing good stuff with this. You don't pay your taxes and say, I'm so happy they're taking this and they're giving it to the Somalis up and I'm so happy. No, you don't. You do it out of fear. Folks, fear is not of faith. It's not of faith. And we have men in the pulpits who are fearful. They're not, look, they're not fearful of the government, although they are. They're fearful of the big donor. They're fearful of controversy. They're fearful of saying something that's going to offend somebody. Can't operate in fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And some of us maybe are going to get our asses locked up for the sake of our king, for the sake of our children and our grandchildren. And I hate to tell you this, it is happening right now. They're going to arrest Barack Obama. If they have any balls, they're going to arrest Barack Obama. They have evidence that he was at the heart of it, of undermining Donald Trump's treason. But the Christian men, well, they're just going to go into church and pray for Obama. We'll just pray he finds the Lord. Behold, I lay in Zion, the stumbling block. Is that what it is, Mark? I'm trying to read what you've just popped into the chat. Huh? Yeah. Behold, I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious.
Amen.
And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And to you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected, disallowed, the same is the head of the corner. The stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Jesus Christ is a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You ready to go, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Morning, everybody. The reading this morning is Hebrews 9, 20 to 28. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the levels, all the vessels of the ministry.
That'd be me, by the way. That'd be you, Marty. That'd be you, Randy, and you, James. All the vessels of the ministry. Go ahead.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission.
Wow.
It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
Wow.
For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands.
In that church!
Which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself.
Wow.
Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others.
Mm.
For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
That's so profound. That is so profound.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Thank you, Lord. He's coming, baby. Hey, by the way, he already came. He lives in me. He ain't in heaven. He's living in me. Yeah. I'm his ambassador. I'm his representative here. I'm his soldier. I am. And so are you. Go ahead, Joe. We got 8 minutes, brother. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's okay. Dearly, it's your show. Heavenly Father, we come to you again with gratitude in our hearts for all you've done for us and all you're doing, for shaking everything that can be shaken, Lord, and please shake it until the truth falls out open for people to see right there in front of them as they walk, the truth of what the media has been doing, of who their real masters are, the truth that so many of our politicians serve each other, but not the nation and not the people. The truth of how much fraud there is in our system. And let it all be shown and open the hearts of those who refused to believe the truth. It's easier to fool a man than it is to convince him he's been fooled because of his pride. So, Lord, please get through that pride and let our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our friends, our family, our colleagues that haven't accepted truth, accept it now.
Yeah.
And please help people not get themselves killed by doing stupid things, Lord. And if the media convinces them people to offer themselves up for lies, then I think the media should be held responsible, Lord. You know that better than I. We pray for Tina Peters, Lord. You know her situation. You know her health. Protect her. Keep her safe and deliver her. And there must be some reason this is continuing, Lord. So let that tree in Colorado shake a lot. And let the, and let her freedom be there. And we pray for the president, Lord. We know that he has people around him that don't obey him, that don't fulfill his orders, that don't let him have contact with people that he wants to have contact with or that you want him to have contact with. So we ask that you bring discernment to him. You ask that he, like in his old show, The Apprentice, he fire a few people if they are not serving the country and are serving other masters and are serving other desires. Let them be shown to be who they are and let them be removed up to the highest levels, Lord. And we pray for those of us that are challenged and have health challenges. Please let this be the meal that heals. Forgive us our sins and transgressions. Let us come cleansed in your sight. Bless this bread and drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we participate in the covenant of and the communion. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, Joe.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Joe, thanks for getting up early in the morning doing this. We appreciate it. Hallelujah. Whole creation is groaning, waiting for the men of God to show up. Waiting for us to show up. Quickly, Randy, got 2.5 minutes left.
Coach, I'll be quick, but I want to remind us, Coach, when we went to D.C. and we went to Obama's gate as close as we could get, just a block away.
That's right, brother.
And I want to remind you, Coach, that what Joe saw all the buzzards flying over, circling.
That's true.
To me, was a sign, thank you, just a God wink. But, Lord, I tell you what I said, Coach, and I wrote this out. God gave it to me. And I spoke Deuteronomy 32, 31 through 35. I spoke that over Obama, Coach, and I read it. And it was a prophetic read over his future. So, Coach, it's taken a while. It's been, what, 4, 5, 6, almost be 5.5 years. But, Coach, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. He's,
the vine of Sodom is being revealed, and God's judgment is coming. It's in his timing, Coach, but we got to watch it when it happens.
I forgot all about that. People don't understand that. We went to Washington, D.C. Explain it, Randy. What did we do when we went there?
So, Coach, I said, this is it. It says, "For their rock is not like our rock, Mark, the rock of offense, Christ, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed among my treasures, that vengeance is mine and recompense, and their foot shall slip in due time? For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them." Coach, Amen. We spoke this over Obama and Biden and all of that.
Amen.
So I'm just waiting on the day when God says it's time. The vengeance is coming.
Hey, Brandon, I'm running out of time. Manifestation for the sons of God. Let me tell you this. The same Christian leadership that got us in this ain't going to get us out, baby. The same group of men that got us in this ain't going to get us out of it. God's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What a time to be alive. Have a great weekend.